Case number 12811, Tilcon Materials Incorporated seeks renewal of a special use exception to operate an asphalt batching plant. Sections 115-23 and 115-210 of the Sussex County Zoning Code. The property is located on the west side of Joseph Lane, approximately 1,745 feet north of Bunting Road. The 911 address is 22351 Joseph Lane in Georgetown. The zoning district is AR1. Tax parcel is District 133, Map 6, Parcel 53.09.
Mr. Chairman, I will recuse myself from this case.
Yes, sir. Applicant's present and can come forward and be sworn in.
Well, the applicant's come up. Ms. Norwood, do we have any letters in that one?
Oh, no, I'm sorry. There's no letters of support, no letters of opposition, and just one mail return. Thank you. Sorry about that.
Good evening. Can you state your name and address for the record?
David Schnackenberg, 26 Sugar Ridge Lane, Malvern, Pennsylvania.
And do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes.
Thank you.
Good evening, sir.
Good evening.
You may present your case.
I work for Allen Myers, and we have an asphalt plant on the Tilcon property that was described, and we're simply looking for a renewal. We've been at the site, or the asphalt plant has been at the site for over 20 years. We bought the plant about 12 to 15 years ago. So it's really just a renewal of an existing activity.
Questions?
Have you had any complaints since your last renewal?
No, we have not. And we've renewed our permits with DENREC.
Any noise issues, noise complaints?
Not that I'm aware of, no.
Okay. You have buffers for trees, for instance?
There are some trees, and then the mining operation is taking place like around us.
Okay.
So I mean that where the water is shown, that's kind of where they're dredging out the sand.
Sure. Mr. Sharp?
I think it's important for us to probably go through what we had in our prior hearing, because I remember the last one, and I don't believe any of the board members here were on it. It was somewhat contentious at that one. So I just want to make sure we have some of the information hasn't changed. My understanding is that the applicant purchased the property in 2009. Is that right?
That'd be 14 years. That sounds correct. We bought the plant. I believe that Tilcon still owns the land.
And it's been upgraded for as a drum plant for asphalt. Is that right? Is that
yes.
What it's used for? And it uses natural gas. Is that right?
Yes, we're using natural gas.
And does this create less traffic than would otherwise be because it can be stored in silos?
Yes, we can store the material in silos, and then when the trucks are, you know, or when the material was needed, trucks would come and get it.
Is it a continuous mix it makes?
We really only make the mix when we have orders, or if it's, you know, good weather. You know, if it's raining, we aren't making mix, or in winter.
How many days a year would you say it's in operation?
Less than 200, I'd say maybe 180.
And there's been no permit violations of the EPA or DENREC or anything like that since your last approval?
No.
Do you, I think the last hearing we heard was that most of the material was recycled material, is that correct?
Yes, so when you drive over a road where they've removed like 2 inches of the asphalt and it's rough, we use that material as recycle, and so it's typically in the range of 40% recycled material.
In the last hearing, it was testified to that there's approximately 50 trucks a day in trips in and out. Is that about right?
That's still about correct, yes.
And there's a tree buffer on the property line, I think you were testifying to earlier. Did I hear that right?
Yes. Well, you can kind of see the trees like in the upper right-hand corner, yes.
And the deep water ponds and the sand plant are not your property, correct?
Correct. That's the Tilcon, I believe they call it a mining facility, but yeah, they're dredging the sand.
Okay, that's not on this property?
No, we're the dark area in the middle.
Make sure. Is this a water-intensive process?
No, it is not. We don't use water. We're heating up the stone and the sand, and then we mix in the asphalt cement and the recycled material, so we're not using water.
What's your safety record like?
We're pretty proud of our safety record. Allen Myers has a company. We're in several states. We're below, I guess, average, you would say, for safety incidents for our type of manufacturing process.
And is there a, my recollection was that to get to 113, you had to go down a long road. Is that road, does it have a speed limit, or is there a?
There are speed limit signs posted. You wouldn't be able to go very fast because it kind of curves. I'd be surprised if it's any faster than 20. I don't think you could even drive much faster than 20 miles an hour. Certainly not a loaded truck. A loaded truck couldn't.
Now, I'm going to go back to DENREC regulations. What kind of permits do you have to have for DENREC?
So we've got an air permit that requires us to do testing, and I do reporting with that annually. And then we also test our stormwater at least twice a year.
And what measures, do you have measures to reduce the sound or vibration from this operation?
I'm not sure that there's a lot of vibration. It's a large drum, so it kind of spins. It doesn't really vibrate a lot unless you're relatively close to it. There can be sounds associated with it, maybe backup alarms, and you can kind of hear it as you drive up to it. But across the water, you're not really hearing it an awful lot.
So what surrounds this is the sand plant and these deep water ponds. Is that running?
Yes.
That right? All right. I don't think I have any other questions at this time, Mr. Chairman.
Okay. Sir, do you maintain the road into the plant? Or who maintains that?
It's Joseph's Road. We've patched it, but we haven't like replaced it. I believe it's a public road.
Okay. But you are maintaining it.
Right. Okay. Yes.
Thank you, sir.
All right. Thank you. Do I need to stay?
Yeah, you need to have a seat.
Okay.
If you would. Is anyone present who would like to speak in favor of this application? Is there anyone present who would like to speak in opposition to this application? Operator, is anyone on the line that would like to speak in reference to case number 12811 for Tilcon Materials? Thank you, Amy. We hear you loud and clear.
Thank you. If there is anyone else on the line in favor of or in opposition to this application, please dial 5-star. At this time, no one on the line has indicated they would like to speak.
Thank you. Any further questions from the board?
Is that to be renewed after 5 years again?
5-year max.
Five years.
At this time, I will close the public hearing for case number 12811 for Tilcon Materials and entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I move that we approve case number 12811 for Tilcon Materials for the renewal for the special use exception pending a final written decision based upon the record made during the public hearing, because the proposed use will not substantially affect adversely the use of neighboring and adjacent properties, and this is for a period of 5 years.
Second.
Motion and a second. Mr. Williamson?
Aye for the reason stated.
Dr. Carson?
Aye for the reason stated.
Mr. Werfel?
Aye for my reasons.
And I too. So they vote of 4-0. Your case is approved, sir.
Thank you.
Next case.